Ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, coronavirus protection. For some, even hand washing is a challenge. Also, Wisconsin's caregiver shortage. Is it a safety risk for patients? We talked to Tara Smith about the new Chippewa Valley Ministry for Singles 35 and older. And also how one local mechanic is doing their best to try to care for the husband of one of their employees. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Welcome. Wisconsin health officials are monitoring more than a dozen more residents for coronavirus, we learned this week. They also continue to urge people to wash their hands routinely to avoid contracting the virus. But for people who are homeless, that's an obvious problem. Access to running water or proper hygiene products can be hard to come by for the homeless. And Dr. Tom Russo, professor of medicine at the University at Buffalo, says that removes an extra level of protection for these folks.
They likely will be at greater risk for acquiring not only the new coronavirus, but a wide variety of infections that potentially could be transmitted through your hands being contaminated and then touching a critical surface such as your mouth, nose, eyes.
Russo says soap and water, even if it isn't hot water, still offers a fairly safe level of protection. Some communities are responding around the country to the added threat for those who are less fortunate. There have also been calls to add public washing stations in cities with higher homeless populations. Even if you don't have immediate access to germ-fighting tools, Russo says there's another option.
People in these unfortunate situations often use public facilities into bathrooms if they don't have toilet paper, things like that. Obviously, in those same venues, they have sinks, hopefully with soap, which could be an alternative. Obviously not ideal.
Russo says if you find yourself in critical need of a public facility to ensure your hands are clean, try to find one that's routinely cleaned and stocked with supplies. Meanwhile, advocates for Wisconsin seniors and people with disabilities say those who live in nursing homes and assisted living facilities may be at a higher safety risk after a new report confirms caregiver shortages across the state. A handful of provider associations have issued survey results that say one in four direct caregiver positions is vacant. That's an increase from one in five vacancies noted in the same report a couple of years ago. John Vandermeer of the Wisconsin Healthcare Association says it also coincides with facility closures.
Since 2016, nearly 40 facilities have closed, and that's going to lead to significant access issues.
The report says Wisconsin's low Medicaid reimbursement rate is a barrier to boosting wages and keeping operating costs down. The two-year state budget approved last year included a rate increase, but Vandermeer says more is needed. Meanwhile, care advocates say that they're worried that both residents and staff at these facilities are feeling the effects of caregivers being stretched too thin. Janet Zander with the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources says when people work double shifts or don't get the days off they need, it can't help but have a cumulative effect on their well-being, not to mention the people that they're serving.
All of which impact any of those caregivers' ability to provide the quality care that they'd like to be able to provide.
The report authors not only suggest higher reimbursement rates, but they want the state to reduce the required training hours for certified nursing assistants from 120 to 75, saying it would bring Wisconsin in line with neighboring states, but Governor Evers vetoed a bill to reduce CNA training hours, saying it would impact the quality of care. This past Wednesday, Tara Smith joined us on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB to introduce us to the new Singles of the Valley for those 35 and over. Singles of the Valley is the ministry, connecting adults 35 and over, brand new. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we just launched in January of 2020. Of course, there's been a lot of work behind the scenes of almost a year leading up to that launch. We really took a look at what is the church doing for singles? What is lacking for singles? And so this is really just a way to start connecting singles in a social atmosphere, because that's where we build relationship. We can be in Bible studies. That's great. But how do you pull singles together for fun and excitement to unite them together?
I absolutely love this. So I'm just looking at some of the information you've given us here this morning. And it says across Chippewa, Dunn, and Eau Claire counties, they estimate 30 to 40,000 singles who are 35 years or older. And so this really is a need. And, you know, I have friends that are single, and I see some of the struggles of everything. The churches seems to be family-based and seems to be this way, which is beautiful and good. But we really need to serve that single community. And I love that you're stepping up and doing that. So tell me, what is it that you do? You bring them together just for fun?
Yeah. So we have we're first going to churches and talking to pastors and sharing the vision and the goal of this and why it's important. And we have four churches currently involved that are hosting one event per month. That's where we're starting. And so that could be from hiking. We had a snowshoeing event in February. We went bowling in January. We have a music concert coming up here in March. And we're just pulling these fun events together as a place to connect people to start developing friendships.
Mm-hmm. So this is not... Okay, I just have to, like, throw this out there. This is not, like, a dating thing. You're not going to this to find a soulmate. No, this is just getting together with other single people, having a great time, forming friendships, and living your single life, which is awesome, right?
Yeah, I'll say this. The church has a lot to say about relationship, about equal yoking and all of that. But what is the church actually doing to do equal yoking? And they do okay in friendships, but... No, the goal is not to date, but we do understand that there may be people that meet through this and wind up in marriage. We don't know. That's not our focus. It's just to offer an opportunity for people to meet people. And, hey, if someone gets married out of this, you know what? We're glad to be a part of it, of an equal yoking opportunity.
Tara Smith from Singles of the Valley, and check out the group on Facebook, and she's with us. And so I just wonder, there's so much about... different places like Christian Mingle and Match and others where people are meeting each other. And it seems like that's the way people are getting introduced. So are a lot of the folks that are in Singles of the Valley for those 35 and older, have they tried that and found it lacking or what?
We have a few people that have gone online to date, but I can say with this group not really being focused on dating, there's people that are looking for friendships. So they're not going to go on those websites in search of friendships. And with Christian Mingle, I do have a friend who has tried that. And the term Christian is super loose on that website. What does that mean? What are the values that people hold are very different, and the expectation is very different. So we do have some, but since our focus is not dating, it's just a place to establish friends.
Now, Tara, there is a Singles of the Valley group, again, a ministry connecting adults 35-plus, but on Facebook, Singles of the Valley. This isn't a public page. This is a private group that people can join, and, of course, there are going to be standards of conduct there as well, too, but it's a place that people can start connecting to, and again, I think it bears repeating, as you've mentioned, this isn't just another dating site or dating organization, too, but you're trying to connect people who want to live out their faith in a real practical way and have some companionship in their singleness as they are content in that, should God say, that's what I want you to be, that's how I want you to honor me.
Yeah, so we decided to start a Facebook page. It's an easy way to get information out to everybody, of course, without having to do a lot of emailing and that sort of thing. And one of the goals of the Facebook page is to first keep it safe, and that's why we have those rules of conduct, just so you know what you're getting into, what the expectations are, what we won't allow for harassment, stalking, sales, things in there. We have a very purposeful goal with that group, and that's to connect people and to thrive as singles in Christ. That's ultimately our main goal, because the Bible talks a lot about thriving in singleness, and we don't get it preached enough to us as singles. And so we share our events on there. We put encouraging teachings that we find, YouTube teachings or blogs or things we find on singleness, who I am in Christ, scripture. It's just a place that we can come together as community, encourage each other.
And I wanted to touch briefly on, this is for ages 35 and up. You were talking off air about, like, the average age of your members. Can you speak to that a little more?
Yeah. So the average, I will say that we set the age at 35 because there is quite a bit out there for young adults. The 20s to early 30s, there's a lot of focus on that college age and just after college. And so there's not much available until you get into your silver years. Mm-hmm. And then there's this large gap in between that really we don't see anything for. And even in those older years, there are people that want to be more active instead of just sitting around having a cup of coffee. They want to get out and do things and go hiking and be more active. So our average age right now is between, I would say, 57 and 62. Mm-hmm. We start at 35 all the way to 100 if that's what it is. So we don't have a cap, but we do have a start point.
And so I think when we think of singles, we think of people who just aren't married. But then when you really start to think about that, these are people who may have never been married, but who may have been married in the past and are widowed, divorced, or, you know, whatever. So the gamut of singleness, not just serving people who have never been married.
Right. Yep. When we use the term single, it's those who have not been married. widowed and divorced. That's mm-hmm. that falls into that. People who find themselves suddenly single because their spouse passed away. People who divorced years ago and are just looking for friendships. Mm-hmm. And again, people, single moms, single parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just to wrap this up with you, Tara Smith, and then thanks for sticking around to be our shooter at 8:45 for Hope and Hoops. But, I mean, you've got four churches. You're looking for 12 because the idea of each church would kind of host an event every month of the year, and you're in discussion with a couple of other, and you'd be welcome to hearing from others. So maybe I'm hearing this, and I've got a church in Chippewa, Eau Claire, or Dunn County. What do I do to get in touch with you to dialogue?
You can email me at singlesofthevalley@gmail.com. That's probably the most efficient way. We are open to talking to any church. It doesn't matter the denomination. We want to, that's also part of our goal, is to unite churches across this entire area to reach those 30,000 to 40,000 non-married people. The U.S. statistic in Focus on the Family actually just said that non-married adults is up to 50%. So that's a large group that we're trying to reach every single one of them.
And Tara Smith tells us Singles of the Valley does have a private Facebook group. You can reach out to them and ask to be included in that, again, if you're 35 and over. Finally, Bob Adams from Adams Automotive Center in Eau Claire joined us on a recent WIB Wake Up Show program to talk about a fundraiser they were holding just yesterday for the spouse of one of their employees.
We have Heather. If any of you have called the station and talked to Heather, she's always the bubbly, happy, smiling
yes.
gal. Her husband, Bill, has developed... I can't even say it right, but small cell squamous carcinoma mm-hmm. for the common folks, tongue cancer.
Yes. Mm.
So they're going to have to remove a lot of his tongue, and they're going to rebuild it.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is the prognosis is good. It looks like he'll, you know, recover from this.
Good.
And everything looks good, but it's been quite a battle, and the bills are piling up
mm-hmm.
tremendously, so... The guys at the shop had decided that they wanted to do something for her, so they organized a day where they'll all come in. It's a Saturday. It's next Saturday,
mm-hmm.
The 7th of March, and they're going to donate all their wages for the time they spend. So
wow.
That's six bays of technicians filled up, and our Saturdays aren't normally that busy, so we're trying to get as many people in there, so... You're holding off on an oil change, or you got a check engine light that's bothering you, or maybe some brakes or something, or you just need your car looked over. We're going to have a full crew there, and they're going to look everything over, and like I said, they're donating their time. And the time they donate, then I'm going to match that. Along with that, we're going to give away some registration for giving away some tires, and there'll be some snacks and refreshments available.
Sure.
And,
wonderful.
And be a good time.
And while the initial fundraiser for Heather and her husband at Adams Automotive Center in Eau Claire took place yesterday, there's still another event coming up in a couple weeks that you can help out with.
Now, the secondary event is the actual benefit, and that will be at the VFW on Star Avenue. That is Saturday, March 21st. It goes from 1 to 6. There'll be silent auction prizes mm-hmm. and food and things, everything going on, a lot of things going on during that time. Bill will be there. He can talk again. The chemo's got his tongue down to where he can talk. It's a bit of a challenge for him, but he gets it done. So he'll be there. Heather will be there. I'll be there. My wife, Ronnie, will be there. We'll all be working it, whatever it takes to get this done. So if you're out there and you want to donate a prize or something or anything at all, and just come on in. Otherwise, there should be a lot of good stuff there, and that's where we'll hold the drawing for the tires that day. So it's looking real good. There's been lots of participation, been people stopping by and just dropping off cash at the shop.
Mm.
And
nice.
It's a good world we live in, I tell you. They're really good people out there.
Bob Adams from Adams Automotive Center in Eau Claire, talking about an event that took place yesterday, but another event coming up at the VFW on Star Avenue, Saturday, March 21st, 1 to 6, raising money for Heather, one of their employees, and her husband, Bill, to offset his medical costs. Again, recapping today's program, we heard earlier out of the gate on the coronavirus protection for some, the homeless, hand washing might even be a challenge. We heard about Wisconsin's caregiver shortage. Is it a safety risk for patients? We hope not. And also, before we got to the final segment on raising money for one of the employees' husbands from Adams Automotive Center in Eau Claire, We heard from Tara Smith about the new singles ministry, Singles of the Valley, for those 35 and over. You can friend their Facebook group and see if they include you again for those 35 and over. Thanks so much for listening. The preceding Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson.